morning. Please be seated.
Good morning. What a good day it is to not have to be out there too long shoveling snow. All right. Amen. Heavy snow, wasn't it? Very, very heavy. You know, before I forget, I've done it before I forgot. That's why I want to say it right at the beginning. We have a sign up for snacks for the Sunday morning fellowship time, and that's right inside the kitchen on the wall to the left there. Is that correct? Oh, this side to the right. So I think ladies that have been in there, right back there, you think about signing up and...
The bulletin board.
Say it again.
The sign-up is on the bulletin board.
The sign-up for what?
For what you just said.
Okay, I guess they just moved it over there. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. We took three of us to get it straight there. Sorry there, Carol. Carol, I want you to make an announcement about the setup and everything for our Christmas party tomorrow night, okay?
Facing our wonderful speaker and our guest music. So if we can do that and, of course, get the mats down first, we'll set up this area for the food and the desserts and drinks in there, and then decorating. So that's pretty much what we're going to do after the service. So it's all set for tomorrow night.
Okay. So right after the service, please, many hands will make it go faster, and that'll be really good. Looking for it. It's tomorrow night. And what time is it? Is it 5:30?
5:30.
And we've been inviting the community. If there's people that you have not invited yet, let them know and see them there.
Social media, grab that poster on someone's and post it
yep.
everywhere.
Yep. Okay, very good. Also, just before I forget, also, I'd like to just introduce a new couple that are visiting this morning, Eric and Amanda Erb. Would you just kind of wave your hand right there? This is a new camp director at Northland. And he and his wife are here. And you have a child in a nursery, is that correct?
We have two children.
Okay.
Dave and Olivia.
Okay. And where are you from?
We just moved from Flint, Michigan.
Okay. The water capital of Michigan or something like that, right?
We had a well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's very good. Okay. So, all right. We have other things coming up on your calendar. And by the way, Gary Vandalister, he does this bulletin faithfully every week. And let's just give him a hand. Gary, thank you very much. I mean, you say, what's the big deal? It is a big deal, all right, especially if you're doing announcements and trying to look smart like me up here. But more importantly, during the week, we can use this as a reminder and jot down prayer requests. And, you know, we prayed as men met yesterday morning for like a prayer breakfast. And I'm not going to mention names because I just don't want to do that. And some of the people are here. We pray for many of you that are hurting physically. And many of you are here today that I'm talking about that we pray for. And pray for your brothers and sisters. There are many sisters here today that are physically hurting and have burdens. And pray for Susie. Susie lost her brother, died yesterday. And Gary, you want to make a comment, anything that you'd like to share as a prayer request? Thank you for sharing that. Also, the ladies' Christmas party is a week from tomorrow night at 6:30 at our home. That's at 6:30 again. And a few specifics here I had my wife write down, or she wrote down. Bring finger snacks, elephant gift, a gift that looks like an elephant, I guess. All right, a surprise shower gift. Then the next one is the children's Christmas program is coming up on Sunday, December 16th during the service. Okay, it'll be just a small part of the morning service on December 16th. And we have our children to look forward to. We have that to look forward to on the 16th. So the Thursday morning Bible study is for the men at 9:30. Anything, Joanna? Joanna.
She's not here. Okay. I believe there is something next week for the ladies.
Okay, there's a I think she has something, yeah, on the 9th, okay, December 9th, there's a lady's Happy Birthday Jesus party at the Brewster Home at 2 p.m. I'm not sure what the 9th is, what day of the week that is.
Sunday.
Okay, all right. All right, any other announcements or anything that I failed to clarify or whatever like that? So, all right, let's pray together. God, we come to you, Lord, because we are needy people. And Lord, as we are reminded in Sunday school again this morning, how the children of Israel were disobedient so much. And yet during the fact that they were, and we are like that today, you are faithful. You are faithful all the time. And Lord, if we know you as our personal Savior, your Holy Spirit works in our lives and shows us and convicts us of sin and helps us understand where we have gone awry. And Lord, as we look forward to our time tonight at 6 o'clock at Faith Baptist Church, a time that we meet together and just come to you, Father, with lifted hands and bowed hearts to come to you and ask for help. Lord, you know the needs of this body. You know the spiritual conditions of each of us. And God, we ask that you would work and bring revival in our hearts. And it begins with each of us individually. And we just pray, Lord, that we'd have not just a good turnout, but we would have people coming with contrite hearts, that we would all come to you, Father, for help. And we look forward to what you're going to do. Be with our service. Thank you for Pastor Fred and Dawn being here with us today. And be with Fred as he brings the message in a little bit this morning. We look forward to that. And we pray for those that are hurting. As Lord, we know brothers and sisters, even in this room that are here today, we rejoice that they're here and others that could not be here. And Lord, I think of Sister Sue Bjorkman, who is, I believe, not here. Pray for her in a special way that you would meet her needs, and thank you for her life and for her stick-to-itness and her desire to be in your house whenever she can. And Lord, we just pray for her today physically, that you meet her needs, be with Dan as well. And again, well, Lord, we look to you for what you're going to do in these coming days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, one last quick announcement is we are starting to accept deacon nominations in preparations for our annual meeting on January 7th. So if you want to go ahead, you can do that in any numbers of ways. Put a piece of paper in that back offering box in the corner. You can send us an email, talk to us personally. We are accepting those at this time. Looking forward to our discussion tonight. We already sang Joy to the World, so what is the joy all about? The next song we'll sing is found on page 207. It's a Christmas bell, and it really walks us through the gospel message, and that's what we get to focus on Christmas, is not only that Jesus came and was born in a manger, but as the song says here, he will live a sinless life, he will die a sacrifice, he will rise and remove stings, death's sting. Here, the Christmas bell we ring, and it is something that we do. We ring, we share the gospel. Let's stand together and sing. Page 207, Christmas Bell.
Come we merrily on Christmas morn to the place where Christ was born. Near we reverently before his feet, wise men, shepherds.
Verse 2, this is the
Page 218, you may be seated. Page 218, we're going to sing a song that requires a little bit of a repeat, so I would encourage you to look at the book here, page 218. If not, go ahead and transition, and what we'll do is anything in parentheses is the repeat. So we're going to start with the left side, your right, singing How Great Our Joy. And if you notice in the book, there's a little F, and that means you sing it loudly. And then this side will repeat. And if you'll notice, there's a little P, and it's an echo. This is a soft reply, Great Our Joy. So let's sing this together this morning. We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 3, How Great Our Joy. Joy. On the third.
There shall a child like in a storm. There shall a child redeem a soul. How great our joy. Joy, joy, joy. Praise be the Lord in heaven on high.
Beautiful singing. You can stay seated. All right, let's have a moment for missions.
Most of us know the Pieris. They've been our missionaries for quite some years. They were in Italy, but now they're in Germany, taking over, helping with a church there. And we have their latest letter here. I'm going to read. Dear praying friends and family, we are thankful for God's goodness to us here in Hamburg. My prayer for the church has been revival. God is working in hearts. Preaching on Sunday has centered on God's direction for Bible Baptist Church in Hamburg. Youth meetings have been a great blessing. Constantine Martinez did a recent Bible study with the 10 to 16 year age group. Constantine has been a faithful servant, deacon. Dennis Morozzo led a young children's meeting during the same time. The Lord has blessed us with a good group of young adults, which meet twice monthly. These are great times of fellowship. These believers are greatly committed to serving the Lord. During the most recent Bible study, I covered on how to pray for 1 hour. It was encouraging after the study when a young lady, Elizabeth, said that she had asked the Lord that morning for someone to teach her how to pray. On November 11th, Kojo Yankee from Ghana came to church. I had met him with a young believer, Alex, while soul winning. He has never been in church. He had questions. After clearing up his questions and then giving a clear presentation of the gospel of grace, Kojo turned to the Lord for salvation. That day was also his birthday. He has been faithful to attend church and read the word. Pray for him to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Ray Virtue preached a good message on Sunday on joy and trials. He had been in the hospital for 5 weeks. His health has been declining. Pray for him and his family and church stability during this time of difficulty. An important event to upcoming, an important event to upcoming event for which we would appreciate prayer is an evangelistic outreach on this coming Sunday, December 2nd in the afternoon. Many lost are being invited. Maria and I met Juan Anton, a Colombian German. He was a divine appointment. We discussed salvation with him at length. Pray for him as we invite him also to attend the Sunday meeting. Lord willing, we will be in Italy on December 10th until the 17th. Maria has a ladies' meeting on the 14th, and I am scheduled to preach on Sunday the 17th in the church plant there. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you during this special time of year in which to proclaim Christ. The grace of our Lord be with you all. Come forward for the offering. We'll pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have, that we can provide offerings and tithes to you, and that we can use them to further gospel here on in this area. We thank you for the men and everyone here that this morning. We just pray that you would work in our hearts, and pray that you'd be with Pastor Fred as he preaches to us this morning. And we just thank you for your love. In Christ's name, amen.
As the pianist switches pianos, we'll stay seated for this song. This was a song written in 2005 by Keith Getty in Stuart Townend called Joy Has Dawned. Joy has dawned upon the world, promised from creation. God's salvation now unfurled, hope for every nation. So we will sing verse 1, 2, and 4 of this song this morning.
Has dawned upon the world, promised from creation. God's salvation now unfurled, hope from every nation. God with fanfares from above, not with scenes of glory, but
Raise your hand if that was the first time you've heard or sang that song, or both. Awesome. Let's sing verse 1 again, and we'll learn this song throughout this Christmas season. Verse 1, Joy Has Dawned. Introduction.